come to save Orthodoxy. Reform was taking over the entire Jewish communities, certainly in Western Europe. And Hirsch was uniquely trained in a variety of ways. He spoke a fluent German, he was a magnificent orator, and he realized that, yes, he could remain rabbi in Moravia, he'll go to shul every Shabbos, he'll give it drasha, it'll make no difference in Moravia whether he's a rabbi, he's not the rabbi, he'll have a wonderful salary, he can retire, he can write drashas, no one will let... That wasn't for him. He was a warrior. He saw that a battle had to be fought. He went to Frankfurt, where the greatest Reform rabbis were in control of Frankfurt, and there he assumed an Orthodox rabbinate. And he would found the institutions that would save Orthodoxy the world over. He founded a day school. He was not the first Jew to found a day school, but he founded an Orthodox day school in Frankfurt. But after that day school, he founded a high school. And that was the first Orthodox Jewish high school in world history. It was founded by Samson Rachel Hirsch in Frankfurt. And you know where? I'm going to show you on the map now. Samson Rachel Hirsch lived on the Judengasse. Everybody lived on the Judengasse. And you see where the cemetery is? Right across the street from the cemetery, on Schützenstrasse. It's still standing. Hirsch built his shul, and he built his school. He built the Real Schule, which is the high school, right there across the street. Two buildings, one next to each other, two buildings, they're both next to each other. I'll pass around pictures so you'll see the original buildings that Hirsch built. He later would have to build new buildings because these weren't large enough. But this is amazing. He came in 1851. In 1853, the shul is the second building from the corner. The first building is the high school, the Real Schule. Okay, Real Schule and the shul on the Schützenstrasse and Rechnai-Grabenstrasse, which is the same street where the cemetery is. Right there, across the street from the cemetery, he built these two institutions. Later, he would move them to a few blocks away to a different part of Frankfurt. Quite incredible. I'm mentioning this because probably everybody sitting here, or almost everybody sitting here, is a graduate of a Jewish high school. You graduated from Torah Vadas. You graduated from Ramaz. You graduated from Highlight. I don't know where you graduated from. You graduated from a Jewish day school or a high school. Any high school. Chaim Berlin. This is the man who invented the high school. And it was invented in Frankfurt. And there were people who argued against him, and they said he's selling out Judaism. The old-timers said, this man's a Reform rabbi. We never had high schools before. Who needs high schools? Secular studies under a Jewish roof? Unheard of. He did it, and he saved Yiddishkeit. That was right here in Frankfurt. And since Samson Rachel Hirsch died in 1888, and you already heard when was the first cemetery closed? When was the first cemetery closed?
1821.
1829. Mm-hmm. So obviously he wasn't buried in the old cemetery, so he's buried in the second cemetery of Frankfurt, which is standing. Rathweilstrasse Cemetery, beautiful cemetery, and there many other famous Gedolim are also buried. Hasidische Rebbes, great leaders of Frankfurt, son-in-law and successor of Samson Rachel Hirsch, and other rabbis and so on are buried in that second cemetery. So all that in Frankfurt. By the period of just before World War II, by 1933, to be more precise, there were 30,000 Jews in Frankfurt. And Frankfurt was a major Jewish city. 30,000 Jews in Frankfurt, 1933. That was the most Jews there ever would be in Frankfurt. Of course, from 1933 on, Hitler came to power. Jews began to flee. Those who could escape, escaped. Those who didn't escape, unfortunately, many were sent to camps. And by the end of World War II, by 1944, 600 Jews left in Frankfurt. 30,000 1933, 600 Jews survived in Frankfurt. Others escaped, left to New York and so on, but 600 Jews remained in Frankfurt. Since World War II, the Jewish community of Frankfurt was reconstituted. Many Russian Jews came here, many Israeli Jews came here, German Jews came here from other parts of Germany, and there now is a thriving, more or less thriving Jewish community of approximately 6,000 Jews. In Frankfurt, there are 650,000 persons living in Frankfurt. So out of a community of 60